President said hours after Israel told Palestinians to evacuate parts of the southern Gaza city, where more than a million people uprooted by the war have been sheltering. Fears are growing of a full-blown assault in Rafah. Russia's defense ministry says it plans to hold drills simulating the use of tactical nuclear weapons. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The announcement Monday came days after the Kremlin reacted angrily to comments by senior Western officials about the war in Ukraine. The ministry says the drills are in response to provocative statements and threats of certain Western officials regarding the Russian Federation. It was the first time that Russia has publicly announced drills involving tactical nuclear weapons, though its strategic nuclear forces regularly hold exercises. Tactical nuclear weapons have a lower yield compared to massive warheads that arm intercontinental ballistic missiles intended to obliterate entire cities. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
AP correspondent Karen Chamish reports on Chinese President Xi Jinping's visit to France.
As China's president visits Paris, French President Emmanuel Macron sets trade in Ukraine as a top priority. China's President Xi Jinping arrived at the French presidential palace to a warm welcome from President Macron and from a military band outside the Élysée. The two-day state visit is expected to focus on trade disputes over electric cars, cognac, and cosmetics. Macron will also press Xi to use his influence to move Russia towards ending the war in Ukraine. I'm Karen Chamas.
Several people were trapped after a multi-story building under construction collapsed in the South African city of George, a municipal government spokesman said on Monday. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden meets Middle East ally Jordan's King Abdullah II at the White House Monday with prospects for a Gaza ceasefire.